happy to play harmonica and back people up. And Catherine, put your hand up wherever you are. There she is, right there. So if you want a harmonica player, talk to Catherine. Okay, the next few acts. First of all will be Michelle, and then Harriet, and then the group Take Two Plus, and then Suzanne Owens, and then Ben Blum, and Ron will be playing with him. And again, we'll have the music going until 8, and then we'll have birthday cake and Howard. And if you haven't signed Howard's card and you'd like to, it's on the table there. Also, you may have noticed the egg boxes on the table. Dan Tappan not only takes pictures and plays and sings, but he has he's a gardener, and he has chickens, and sometimes he brings in eggs to give away. And they're very good. I've had them. So you never know what you're going to find here.
I have assured Howard that we're not going to pass the eggs out until after his act.
Oh, those eggs for Howard? Okay. So right now I'd like to welcome someone who is both a poet but also a pianist and composer. And her name is Michelle Boulay, and she'll be featured here with Walnut on August 31st. Welcome, Michelle Boulay.
Am I up? And also, she's also part Canadian, so.
I don't know, left, right. I'm not really Canadian, I'm American. Some Canadian heritage. Okay, anyway. Right, yes. I escaped. My ancestors escaped a long time ago, and it's a good thing, too. I'm going to read three very short pieces tonight. Old pieces. Okay. Oh, I was told I was shouting. Sorry. First one is entitled, this first one is from a little trilogy entitled Small Things. This first piece is entitled Same Place. In my heart, there is a little door opening into a small room. A tiny window floats high up near the ceiling, where crows sing about the rain and tell their stories to me over and over, again and again. This next one is actually sort of upbeat. It's entitled Tomorrow. If you wave to me, I'll put the moon in my pocket for you. Reach up to the smiling sky. There's many stars there winking themselves silly with shining. We'll grab them, collect them like lucky marbles, hold them tightly in our hands, night dust glowing, illuminating our fingers. We can put them in our pockets with the moon for now and trade them tomorrow for a piece of sun, a taste of nova, or a distant nebula pulsing like a delicious slice of love. Aww. And this is entitled Havoc. Sheets flap fiercely in the crazy afternoon wind, like wild flying nuns waving semaphores. All thoughts for tomorrow get blown deeper into the endless pockets of our sky. Today we ride high on gentle clouds, hovering safely above the breath of the raging wind. We sing fragile songs, our voices break softly like small porcelain dolls. But tonight will be dark, rumbling loudly with spit in our throats. We'll swoop down fast, plummet through the bottom of the fractured moon, and lick the hairy belly of their earth. Thank you.
One more hand, please, for Michelle Boulay.